Welcome to the Newlyn Rock Leadership Effectiveness Podcast, hosted by me, Kate Thomas. This podcast is packed with practical tips and expert views to unlock the leadership effectiveness in you and your organization. My name is Kate Thomas, and I'm a leadership effectiveness expert and the founder of Newlyn Rock, a consultancy dedicated to focusing on increasing leadership effectiveness for talent-savvy companies and individuals. In this podcast, I will share my experience of supercharging leadership performance and business results with you. Join me and the best thought leaders for topical discussions and talent-centric insights. In this episode, I will be talking with Mark Quinn, a global leader in the field of corporate reward strategy. We're looking at what organizations should be doing to retain their top talent during the Great Resignation. He says pay is not the answer. Organizations need to be swift and radical to drive a more emotional attachment. Mark, it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me this morning. When we think about the Great Resignation and how it's being bandied around, what would you say it actually means?
Well, I think it's, you're right, but this feels different, I think. And certainly the numbers suggest it is different. I've had some conversations where we kind of look at actually what are the causes of these bigger shifts, you know. And by bigger shifts, it's things like, you know, the number of people in the US and the UK who have quit their jobs and are mobile in the market. You know, the number of vacancies being so high, all of those factors. You know, there is something in all of the statistics, including the ONS, you know, in the UK, the Office of National Statistics in the UK, kind of saying vacancies rose to a record 1.2 million between August and October of this year. So you know, there is something radically different. Economically, you know, we are broadly speaking in a post-pandemic rebound. So there is, you know, businesses up and opportunities for people are up in organizations, including things like retail and hospitality, when obviously there were real major restrictions when there were lockdowns going on. So that increases vacancies. There are workforce supply constraints. It's not just the question of Brexit restricting the workforce in the UK, for example. There are restrictions on labour movement because of the pandemic. And in any case, there is still that generational shift that was going on beforehand, where we don't have in the economy, and that's right across the Western world, we don't have the skill sets that meet the future needs of businesses and of countries. So there's that big generational shift going on anyway. And then on the more personal, there's this question around remote working, you know, which has been so widespread during the pandemic. You know, people are becoming detached from their workplaces, from their colleagues. And when you think of those social aspects of work as big binders into organizations, you know, if you loosen that binding, then people will have a little bit more of a question about actually, you know, what am I doing here?
Yeah. You don't have the hook, the same hook that you would have when you're walking around the shop floor, you know, in the office, seeing familiar faces. You can become quite isolated working from home. Equally, the other flip side of working from home is that you are away from maybe an environment that wasn't right for you. You weren't aware that it wasn't right for you until you actually came away from it. And so even being in your own world makes you go, I'd like a bit more of what I'm experiencing now. So it's definitely giving us the space yeah, to reflect in a different way.
You mentioned social media earlier on. And I think that's really, it's a really interesting factor because you know, hashtag Great Resignation, right?
Sure.
It is echoed across all of the social media platforms. I'm told on TikTok.
I'll take your word for it, Mark.
You and me both. But across all of those social media platforms, stories, you know, about you can make a leap, you can make a change, you know. So there's a reinforcement for change from social media, which I think, you know, in terms of big shifts in the economy, you know, I don't think social media is far more mature now than it was even kind of 5-10 years ago.
For sure. So you see in this hashtag Great Resignation, yeah. You're sitting at your desk and you're going, oh, what's that about? Maybe first of all. And then secondly, you go, oh, well, if there's a bit of a movement going on here, maybe I should explore that movement. What's that mean for me?
Absolutely. If she can, so can I. There's also a question of what's happened over the last 2 years. If you think about people in progressive careers, all of that's been suppressed. And this is far more your space than mine, right? But to me, you can see people haven't had promotions. People haven't had formalized learning and training experiences in the same way. You know, they've been very different in nature. So all of that kind of stuff has become kind of super suppressed. And then on top of that, in organizations, let's say your firm has reduced headcount, but actually the work hasn't gone away. So there are a lot of people who are working super hard for a period of time. We've talked about that isolation, both the good and the bad of it, you know, by remote working. So you've got all of those factors out there which have been, you know, development and progression has been suppressed, and work has possibly been more stressful and more isolated. So that is going to really soften your ties, your sense of loyalty to an organization, if you feel like, you know, they're profiteering on the back of you.
And just on that, in terms of the organization, are you experiencing or hearing and observing companies doing better than others, or sectors that are faring better than others at the moment? Or are we pretty much saying, given what you've just said, be aware, all companies are going to fall into having to do something over the next few months?
Anecdotally, what you've heard about companies who are being less stressed by the kind of Great Resignation, those organizations are the ones that have perhaps made real efforts during lockdowns, during remote working, to be supportive of their staff, to create environments where people can focus on their own mental health, and have maybe been more slower to react, you know, in terms of restructuring workforces.
Yeah, I suppose if I think about turnover strategies, you know, so you think about the fact that organizations always need some movement. You know, we need to bring fresh blood in because we want fresh perspective, fresh eyes, fresh ideas. So there's one part of movement that generates possibility.
Yeah.
But what we don't want when we're looking at it through the organization's eyes is that their high potential top talent have felt so stretched over the last 18 months that they are the first to start looking and start positioning themselves for other things. So when you think about strategies and what clients can do as they start to prepare, what inevitably is going to be some element of movement. Any thoughts? You know, you sit there as a reward expert that has spanned the globe, has worked with every type of sized organization I can think of, variety of sectors. We were sitting there having a glass of wine over a dinner right now. What type of insight or tips would you be giving me on this?
I mean, I suppose as a reward professional, I shouldn't say pay isn't the answer, right? but actually, certainly not as a standalone measure, it's not. But if you think about your high potentials, right, absolutely, you want to make sure that from a base pay perspective, you know, they are well protected against the marketplace. I always like to think that pay is elastic, particularly base pay. It's, I don't think anybody ever feels their pay is right, you know. Hands up who feels here that they're underpaid, right? You know, universally everybody will. So I don't think there's ever a question that pay is right. It's really the degree to which it's not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the elasticity, you know, how far away from market or fair pay you can be as an organization for your key employees, you know, is actually to do with other factors. It's to do with how they feel, how their career is progressing, what their emotional attachment to the organization is, the way in which their development, you know, their actualization is being managed in the workplace, and how they're supported. You know, do they know what it is to do a good job, you know, what they have to do to be successful, and are they given the tools and the support so as they can be increasingly successful in a work organization? Now, if all of those factors are there, then actually as an organization you can probably be a fair way from market rate even for your top talent. In a crisis situation like this, you need to get base pay into a position where you can take it off the table as a topic. You know, it's a question of get it to a point where it's not going to be the question at the front of the mind of your staff, particularly your key talent.
I think that's very useful. So we want it to just not even need to be on the agenda point.
Right.
That point around elastic, we're stretching it enough that it is within range. People feel engaged enough to say, well, my salary is okay. It's not my driving factor. However, what I would also say, thinking about the external market, when we are looking at top talent, very desirable leadership skills, exposure, etc., and there are organizations that are at a different stage of their maturity curve, they are going to go gangbusters to get the best talent that they can. Maybe they haven't even been able to get them before because that level of talent haven't necessarily looked around. And they are in a position to throw money at it, right?
Absolutely.
What do we advise clients who are sitting there thinking, well, I'm elastic, yeah, I'm willing to stretch here, but I've also got benchmarking going on in my business. We have banding scales going on. We have to have some kind of compliance here. But I don't want to lose my top people by throwing money at it.
You know, under normal circumstances, it takes something to destabilize someone. For the individual, they will be prepared to move, that they're taking a reasonable step and their risk for that step is being protected. From a defensive position within an organization, it's a question of looking at that, but looking at all of the other tools that are available to you, which are, you know, thinking about variable pay, thinking particularly about long-term variable pay. If the organization has shares, if it's publicly listed and it's got share plans, using those plans for talent that's been identified in the organization, but would typically not be in those kind of plans because they're lower down in the organization. Yeah. That kind of one-off grant to high potential people is a huge motivational thing because it says, you know, I believe in you as an individual, I believe in the long term of this organization, and I believe in your importance to the long term future of this organization. So those kind of actions, as well as those broader sense of those broader questions around development and tools to enable people to do their job properly.
So I suppose what I'm hearing as well then is that it's an opportunity for a company to get a bit creative and think about what it is that they haven't been doing to secure and bed in their high potential talent.
Yeah.
And this maybe also gives them the platform to get sign off for these kind of incentives, whereas previously they may have been discussion points, but the need to sign off wasn't there as much.
Yeah, we saw during the pandemic and we're seeing now after the pandemic, you know, swift, radical action is the kind of things that makes organizations successful. Mm. You know, those organizations, you talking about sign off reminded me of clients pre-pandemic who were taking months and months to decide about flexible working. And then within 48 hours, everybody had to work flexibly, you know, when we hit first lockdowns. So that kind of radical action is the kind of things that makes organizations successful. So radical action and experimentation and doing the things that are going to make a difference for key talent, and then thinking about your proposition, your value proposition, if you like, for that broad employee base. You know, what is the culture of the organization that you're trying to create, and how are you using the reward levers to signal those cultural points and to reinforce the things that you want people to believe and to feel in terms of what it means to work for your organization?
Mm. I'm really energized by that, because what it's also saying to me is that leaders have this great opportunity to create a compelling narrative. So if an organization is saying, okay, we don't want to lose our top talent, our high potential talent, therefore we can use this as a storytelling opportunity to really ensure that the people in our business understand we are radical, we are open to change, we are wanting to retain you, and these are the ways that we're going to do that. And also by doing that, we are emphasizing the culture that our organization stands for. So what a win-win, actually.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, organizations should feel emboldened that they can make swift changes to policy, even if they're temporary or experimental. You know, we've had to do that during the pandemic. You know, let's not stop doing it just because we're now moving into a slightly different phase.
What's going through my mind as you're talking is that, you know, if I think about what gets in the way of leadership effectiveness, one of the most basic areas that I will explore with somebody is stress, because this level of stress that we feel, or, you know, as we know, it puts a huge dampener on our ability to think creatively, because we go tunnel vision. I've got a problem. I've got to solve this problem. How am I going to do it? And in a very functional, robotic, autopilot way, we go into action because we feel stressed and we feel very, very closed in. And so, you know, I think what, you know, what we're also saying here is, yes, the great resignation and the big quit will arouse that level of pressure in your business. But as leaders of that business, let's take that pressure in, that positive arousal, and say, okay, what are my opportunities here? What are the things that I can be doing differently? Use that stress to our benefit, and continue to come at things with a fresh creative lens, because that is what's really going to attract your top talents, because they want to work with businesses that are willing to be creative, nimble, and a bit opportunistic.
Culture in the way in which people are rewarded is absolutely critical. And even if it's not something that you're doing deliberately, people will take that message. They will take a message from the way in which individuals in that organization are rewarded. The prescription here is, you know, number one, take base pay off the table, particularly for key talent. In other words, identify what needs to be done, get it done, but don't assume that that fixes anything long term. Number two, your high potentials, be creative, be experimental from a paid perspective, and find the things that are going to give them that strong cultural message that we talked about. And number three, think about your broader proposition for all employees, and what are the things that you can do to really create that message of, you know, we're an organization that faces into the wind and takes the best from the opportunities that and the pressures that are put upon us.
Three fantastic tips.
Good stuff.
We've nailed it, Mark. We have got the solution.
Job done. It's so much easier saying it than doing it, right?
Of course, because as we know, every organization has something different going on. And whilst they're dealing with this great resignation, they're also dealing with an awful lot of other stuff. So, you know, their growth, the acquisitions that they might be making, what the strategic objectives are, all of these things are all still running in the background. And hopefully we've given some food for thought at least. For every client who's going to probably walk into the new year with talent, considering what else could be there for them. Bonuses will be paid, and then what next tends to be just a natural thought that comes into a lot of people's minds.
Right.
Thank you very much for joining me, Mark. And we will continue to have these conversations. So I look forward to the next one.
Likewise. Thank you for the conversation. Really, really good.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Newland Rock Leadership Effectiveness Podcast with me, your host, Kate Thomas. If you would like more information on how I can help you or your organization maximize your talent and leadership effectiveness strategies, then reach out to me through my website, newlandrock.com.